Praise God. Open your Bibles with me this morning. We're going to begin to build a foundation for the direction of the Lord's leading today. So open your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 9. You know, I believe we're in a season where God's really called us to reach the world with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. When we have revelation of His Word, all of a sudden it becomes reality. It becomes real. Sometimes it doesn't seem real because we don't have revelation. But as we get revelation of God's Word, He reveals things to us. And He shows us things. Jesus said in Mark chapter 9, verse number 50. He said, "Salt is good, but if the salt have lost his saltness, wherewith will ye season it?" He says, "Have salt in yourselves and have peace with," "and have peace with one another." If you have a pencil and a piece of paper, I want you to write this down. Amen. Grace is the salt. Grace is the salt that seasons our communication and keeps it from corruption. Grace is the salt that seasons our communications and it keeps it from corruption. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 33, he said, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." So today I want to take you to Colossians chapter 4 for the message this morning. The Apostle Paul is speaking to the church. Now he's encouraged them, and now in verse number 5, he's given them instructions. Jackie said the B-I-B-L-E is the basic instructions before leaving earth. When Paul is speaking to the church of Colossae, he's speaking to the body of Christ. So when Paul is speaking to the church of Colossae, he's speaking to the body of Greatest Freedom Ministries. Amen? Because we're all the body of Christ. And this word, God desires for the word to have an effect on each and every one of us that is gathered together. Here's what the Apostle Paul said in verse number 5. He said, "Walk in wisdom towards them that are without." The word, those without, those that are unsaved, those that are not Christians, those who have not received Jesus Christ, those that are without salvation, without redemption. In other words, he's talking about it's not just what we do in here. What's more important is what we take from in here out there. God isn't just desired for a few to be saved. God says He's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Amen? And He says, redeeming the time. In other words, He wants you and I to recognize and realize how valuable the time is that we're living in. It's the most important time of the church history. Is the time we're living in now. Hello? Then he says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man." And the title this morning's message is, "What's the Word?" What's the Word? Question mark. It's a graceful word. It's a gratifying word, and it's a grateful word. Graceful, gratifying, and grateful. You know, I just do the G's, 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 and those things so you can follow along. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's lift our word and make a declaration in the house today. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. You know, God wants you to understand that as a child of God, when God gives you a gift, he's not an Indian giver. He doesn't give you something to take back from you. He gave you a gift, and now he wants us to grow in it. All right? Amen? So wherever you're at in your walk with the Lord, God desires for every last one of us that are in this room to grow. Amen? No one or no farmer would plant a seed in the ground and not expect it to grow. And when God planted the seed on the cross of Calvary for our salvation, he wants us to grow in us and through us to reach this world. Amen? So, Father, I thank you for your word. I'm grateful that you sent it here today to accomplish what you sent it here to do. And, Father, I pray right now, Father God, Lord, I pray that Carl gets out of your way. That it's not my will, but your will be done. Speak through me, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's in this room. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory and all the honor. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So again, what's the word? We're looking at a graceful word. Grace is the salt that seasons our communication and keeps it from corruption. All right? So we want to keep that thought because that's what the Lord wants to impart into us today. Amen? So first we're looking at a graceful word. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 4. No, wait a minute. No, don't go there. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, the preacher, Solomon. He's talking about us to be wise. Amen. Amen. There's no greater man in the word of God with wisdom than Solomon. Solomon in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is recognized as the preacher preaching. Amen. So in verse number 11 of chapter 10, the Bible says this. He says, surely the serpent will bite without enchantment. And a babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. You know, I was thinking about, you know, babbling. And, you know, sometimes when you drink, people babble and they say all these things. And God wants us to have gracious words. She's having a hard day today. It's okay. I've had those days myself. How about you? Have you had a day that you just wanted to cry? Does anybody have one of those days? Come on. Let's be honest. Amen. What'd you say? Hallelujah. He gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm turning over at that time, thank God. Maybe when I'm turning over, I'm supposed to be thinking about you, all right? To help you cry, to stop crying in the morning. Yeah, it does. He's the glory and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. You know, first off, he says a gracious word. A gracious word. What's the word? Look with me in Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse number 29. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building up others, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Then he goes right ahead, right behind that, and says, and grieve not the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. He says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen? So he says, hey, we're not to let corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good for the edifying of the hearer or the building up, so it ministers grace. Remember, what's our thought today? Grace is the salt that seasons our communication and keeps it from corruption. Grace is unmerited favor. In other words, the person that I'm speaking to doesn't necessarily deserve what I'm speaking. Doesn't necessarily merit what I'm speaking. But I'm not going to respond as the world responds. I'm going to respond as Christ responds. Amen? It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Greater is he that lives in me than he that's in the world. Amen? And in other words, these words we have to put to practice in our hearts and lives. Because that's how we're going to reach the lost world with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul writes to his student Titus in Titus chapter 2. Titus 2, verse number 6. Young guys. A young man. Raise your hand if you're a young man. I think he's speaking to all of us then, isn't he? Raise your hand if you're an old man. Okay. Father, your word says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now you're young. But the Apostle Paul says to his student Titus in Titus chapter 2, verse number 6, he said, young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is of the contrary part, or those that are outside, the unbeliever, may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Amen? In other words, grace is the salt that seasons our communication and keeps it from corruption. And if you get a hold of this, and what the Father wants us to understand is, did you deserve the forgiveness that God gave you from heaven? Hello, I didn't deserve it. I didn't do anything to earn to deserve it, but by grace he gave it to me. And what the Father is saying to you, by grace we give that and we respond to others. Amen? How many have someone that just gets underneath your skin? God says, minister grace. Hello? He challenges us with his word. And if we can do all things through Christ, then we can allow the, if we say we're going to let Christ be glorified in and through us, then it's glorified. He's glorified when we show grace to the ones that don't deserve it. Hallelujah. Now we'll go into the body here. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. The Apostle Peter, it is a P. The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter 4:10, as every man has received the gift, how many in here have Jesus in their heart? Let me see your hand. How many in here have a gift from God? Let me see your hand. In other words, okay, so he is saying to you and I that we're gifted. We have the gift. We not only have the gift of the Holy Spirit, but we have the gift of the Spirit. And he says to us, as every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amen. In other words, if I've received something, I'm supposed to share it with somebody, whether they want it or not, whether they deserve it or not. Hello? He says, then he says in verse 11, he says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as if the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So first off, what's the word? It's a graceful word. Grace is the salt that seasons our communication and keeps it from corruption. It's not earned. It's not deserved. So we have words of kindness. We have words of love. We're walking as children of the light. So look at me, if we have that, it's also a gratifying word. A gratifying word is a word that pleases the hearer. Hello? Look with me in Matthew chapter 5. Jesus speaking in verse 13. Here we go with some salt again. Jesus said, verse 13, he said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but is cast out and be trodden under the foot of men. Then Jesus says this, you are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all them that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I've got my saying is this, get the red into your head, and you won't walk around dead. Hello? I'm a poet and didn't know it. Seriously, what is he saying? Get the red in your head. Get the words of Jesus in your head. And then you're going to walk with light because he's come to give life in the abundance thereof. Amen? So he says that we have a gratifying word. If you look with me in Romans chapter 15, beginning to read with verse number 1. We're talking about gratifying. We're talking about reaching others, pleasing others. The Word of God says in verse 1, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through much patience have comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of all patience and consolations grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Amen? In other words, now we're talking about in here. You know, it's not just about out there. We put to practice what we practice in here out there. This is the place of practice. Amen? This is where we're rehearsing. This is where we're learning. We're learning this to take it out there. We're not learning it for in here. This is for the lost and dying world. And remember, he said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises like some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And I'm not going out to get somebody to repent by telling them how bad they are. I'm going to get people to repent by showing them how good God is in and through my life. In other words, my life has to exemplify what my words speak. If my words say one thing and my life says another, it's a false witness. My words aren't received. Are you with me? Amen. Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse number 14. He says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient to all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Amen. So what we're doing, if we're going to be lights in the world, we got to be shining a little bit. Amen? Are you with me? What's the word? It's a graceful word. It's a gratifying word. Turn with me in Acts chapter 20. God is no way, no how, speaking it to anyone, to condemn anyone about what you've done in the past. What he is saying is what you do with what you hear today. What you do. Today is a brand new day. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I can't do anything to change what happened yesterday, but I have the power for today. Amen? The Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 20, he is speaking to the elders of the church at Ephesus. If you look back at verse 17, he says, and from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. So this word is to the grown-ups. He said in verse 32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance amongst all them which are sanctified. Amen. God is in the building up business. God is here to encourage you. Amen. He's here to build you up. God didn't gather you here today to tear you down. God's built you up. He's the author and finisher. He is starting something in your life, and he's working on every part of your life. Amen. Amen. Somebody said something to me this week, and it really spoke to me. He was talking about how he hadn't been in the service for a long time on a Sunday morning. And how in Sunday morning service he saw the transformation of all the people and how much they have transformed into the image of the Lord. And what he said is, and what he spoke to me, and what it spoke to me is, I see you all the time. We see each other all the time. And sometimes we don't notice the growth that's taking place in lives. Amen. And God wants all of us to know and recognize we're not where we were. And we're not where he wants us to be. But let's not grow weary on the journey. Hello? That we're all a work in progress. None of us have arrived yet. Hallelujah. We're all in this together as a body. But what the Lord is saying to us today, that grace is the salt that seasons our communication and keeps it from corruption. And what we're saying is the same thing we preach and teach in here is what we act out there. Amen? Because faith without works is dead being alone. In other words, there's got to be a manifestation in our lives out there. Out there. When your superintendent at your workplace doesn't recognize you for something, gives you a hard time. Hello? When people are rude to you, when people butt in front of you on the highway, they run you off the road. Ow. Hello? Hello? When I speak to somebody under my breath, they didn't hear me, but God did. Hello? I'm at the point now where I have to say I'm sorry a lot. Forgive me, Lord. You know? Is anybody with me? We're here together, right? You know? He says that we're to have a graceful word, we're to have a gratifying word, but we're also to have a grateful word. A grateful word. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful. Hallelujah. I am so thankful. I am so grateful for all the Lord has done. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for His blessing, for His love, His mercy, His grace. I've got a grateful heart. And one of the hardest things I learned, and that I'm learning because I haven't fully got revelation and full understanding of it yet, as when He tells me in everything, give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and me. It's kind of difficult sometimes to say thank you in the midst of a hardship, to say thank you in the midst of a trial, to say thank you in the midst of the test. But if we believe God in His word, He says, all things are working together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. And if we believe Him in His word, we can give Him thanks for whatever we're going through. Because whatever we're going through is for our benefit. Hello? Now, what I'm learning is by the grace of God, when I go through something, not to stay on it so long. In other words, you know what I want to be? A quick student. Lord, may I learn this quickly. Hallelujah. So we're looking at a grateful word. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Rather you recognize it or not, this is an edifying and uplifting message. Hallelujah. Can somebody say smile and say amen? I'm not here telling you how bad you are. I'm here telling you how good God is. Hallelujah. Because you're not bad. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 14, the Apostle Paul says to the church of Colossus, and he says, above all these things, put on charity or on perfect love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts to that which you are also called in one body, and be ye thankful. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts to which you are also called into one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Hallelujah. It's a grateful heart. Being grateful, being thankful. Turn to me, 1 Peter chapter 3. Remember, he's talking about us in our text today, about those that are without, those that are without Christ, those that are outside of salvation, those that are outside of redemption. In 1 Peter 3:15, the Word of God says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ." I want you to understand something. It's the good news of the gospel. He's anointed me to preach good news. I miss Barbara today. She just sang that song. Amen. So in other words, to be ready to how we ought to answer every man of the hope that is in us. Amen. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. Anybody with me here today? Paul, again, as he's writing to the church of Colossae, he says in Colossians 1, verse number 3, he says this: "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bring it forth fruit as it doeth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth." Amen. I thank God for his amazing grace. Amen. Anybody with me? So in closing today, what's the Father saying to you and I, his children, today? He tells us to be wise. To walk in wisdom. To those that are without. Redeeming the time. Let our speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. One of my favorite scriptures in the Word, and I probably use it a lot because it's really a powerful scripture where Paul was writing to Philemon. And he's calling, asking Philemon to receive back his brother that escaped in slavery. And his word to Philemon in verse number 6, he says, "That the communication of your faith may become effectual, by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus." See, that word has effect. And what God is saying in closing today, what is the word? A graceful word. What is the word? It's a gratifying word. What is the word? It's a grateful word. Because we have a graceful, a gratifying, and a God that I'm so grateful for.